Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Welcome to Resin Mastery. Today we're diving into the world of epoxy resin, starting simple with just the beginner's kit. So it's me, Rachel, and I'm here with Ian. How are you doing today, Ian?
I'm great, Rachel. I hear you're in Colorado today.
Yes, I am. It's such better weather than Arizona right now.
Yeah, no, it is hot and sweaty here still, and probably will be for a while. But you know, everywhere in the south, I've got humidity and
got
a bit of heat. So I know you're at altitude, so it's probably a little nicer at that. But yeah, today we're jumping into the idea of epoxy resin starter kits, which I think is a great thing to cover because there's a lot of people out there, Rachel, who, you know, they worry about, how do I get started with this? I can't go out and do a huge flower preservation.
Yeah. No, there's tons of people. I think that, like, the, what do you call it? Kind of breaking the seal on the idea is like the how to get started with anything, I think, is the most difficult part, besides when you're talking with a business, like, after the first year, reconstructing business models. So it's like, even if you're just doing it for enjoyment, the how to get started on anything, I think, is the biggest hurdle, right? You're like confused, you're overwhelmed, there's so many working bits until you realize, oh wait, number one, there's ways to streamline this process. And there's, once you get it all together and you get used to it, it's actually much easier than you would think.
Yeah. And no one wants to feel like a failure, right? Everyone wants to feel like, you know, they're getting something done well. They don't want to pull it out of the mold and their friends just start laughing at them because it just looks terrible, right? So they want to get it right. And a kit is a great way to start because, you know, working with epoxy, you can have vacuum chambers and heat guns and all these different things, and the tools to do it really well.
Yeah. But
you can also have simple pieces, like in a lot of ways, a measuring cup, a couple of stirrer sticks, epoxy, and the mold. You know, but there are a few other things that we're going to get into. So let's jump into how people can get started with the kit.
Perfect. Kind of first, I would say, like, why would you get into this too, right?
Right, that's a good question.
The appeal of it, like, with the versatility that we've talked about in our previous episodes, just being able to be really creative and realistically doing anything. You could put a cover on your desk. You could literally, like, do coasters. You can do like personalize anything, right?
Yeah, ring holders, all that sort of stuff. That are simple ones, right?
Yeah, and it's aesthetic. You can make anything aesthetic with epoxy. So I would say, like, the versatility and the creativity is definitely one reason.
I've got a thought right here, which is, we're in a world where everyone is stuck on their phone. Everyone's stuck in technology, and people have lost the art of working with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And being creative. They're not painting anymore. They're using Photoshop, right? They're not working with paper, doing paper folding and things like that. You know, they're doing it on Instagram or doing it on some AI tool. Working with resin is a physical thing. It's not a digital thing. And I think there's something great for the soul and for humanity when you actually work with your hands and do things that are creative.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the digital frame. And I think that's a great thing for people to have in their lives. And if anyone's sitting around wondering, like, what can I do to just calm myself down, get off my screen for a while and just be creative? Working with epoxy is a great one.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice way, especially once you do it a few times, it's kind of like going through the motions and being able to like put like extra thought and also like kind of clear your mind as you're doing it. But the first few times you're probably just going to be very much so thinking about the process itself. But other than that, I would say it's like a time to wind down. So what do you think, kind of like moving into our next point, like what do you think the benefits of starting with a kit versus sourcing materials separately would be?
You know, it's working with a kit just gives you a trial run. It's like you get all the pieces you need to successfully get a first one done without, you know, pulling together all your bits and pieces. You're ready to get creative and then you realize there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you may put it to one side, something gets in your way, and then you don't come back to it. I actually think starting with a kit as well tempers your expectations about how much you have to invest into it, what you need to do, and it will let you know whether this is something you enjoy or not.
Yeah, that's but, true.
You know, none of us want to see epoxy poured into landfills or wasted in that way. So if you just have enough to start with a few little simple projects, then, you know, I think that's just a great way of doing it. So, Rachel, I have a question for you. Like,
yeah,
what would you expect to see in a simple sample kit?
You know, I would say in a simple kit, it'd probably just be like the resin and the hardener. So like the definitely the most important part about it is like the actual stuff to do it. I would say you do probably, just to avoid having to get this yourself, mixing cups and sticks, gloves and safety gear.
Yeah, goggles, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Don't want a single drop in your eyes, guys. And if you do, it's seek help.
Yeah.
Silicone molds is definitely something that I would expect just because, you know, you kind of, unless you're pouring it over something, but you would still kind of need to have it sit in a place to flood instead of just like pouring it on something, unless you're glazing, but still. Right. I would say silicone molds and then like some added colors, like glitters, things to basically just make it prettier, make it something fun to look at during the process and to be able to experiment with what those colors do and, you know, what adding them looks like.
You know, one thing that people have asked, actually, I got asked once, you know, does it have to be soft silicone molds, hard silicone molds, what sort?
Mm.
The goal is to have something that forms a shape that then releases from the epoxy. And
yeah.
So that's why there's silicone. So you'll see it as you go from simple kits to very high-end options. The molds get better. They get really, really great at releasing from the sides with bigger pores. Even the little ones, things like ring holders or trinkets or beads, they come out of these molds much easier without you having to use mold release or even like some people I've seen use like a very, very light touch of Vaseline in their molds to release it.
Okay.
You don't need any of that if you actually use like the right types of molds. So I think you're right. I think they're the simple bits and pieces you can start with. You know, I think the first step beyond a simple kit idea like that is a heat gun.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, because the one thing we've seen, and it seems to be something that is, you know, let me go to here. I actually have on Facebook, Rachel, tools of epoxy resin. I have a group. And all it is people, there's no sales. It's just all people talk about the tools they use. And I asked a question in that group about, you know, do you really worry about temperature before you mix your resin? I was stunned by the amount of people who said no.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most important things to do if you want to have a quality pour. And quality report and low bubbles and clear. You've got to mix it properly and you've got to mix it at the right temperature. So that's huge. But let's walk people through, like, if you've just bought a kit and you're going to do it. So first thing you've got to do is you're working with epoxy. Like Rachel said, you don't want to get this in your eyes. epoxy's food safe once it's cured, but while it's still moist, you're trying to keep it off your hands, trying to keep it off your face, trying to keep it out of your eyes.
Yeah.
And so you wear goggles. You wear what's called PPE, protective equipment, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you also don't want it on your couch. You don't want it on your floor. You don't want it in your carpet. So find a workspace, maybe in the garage or if you've got a shed, but put paper down, put parchment paper on the floor or an old cloth, something where if you step in it, you don't want to then tread it through the garden and through the house as well. So think of things like that. Some people even use those little shoes, the paper shoes, Rachel, that go over their shoes because they don't want to walk mud into a house. And you can walk them, and then when you walk off the surface, you just take them off. But if you're careful, you generally don't spill anything, especially with little pores. But prepare the workspace. Put parchment paper on a table. Put a cloth that you don't worry about ruining on a table. And then get your kit out. Make sure you've got all the pieces, your stirring sticks, your cups. Get the A and B together. And then know if it's a one-to-one mix, which most of them are in these kits.
Yeah.
Just measure out an equal amount of A and B at the right temperature so you can stir it and mix it properly. You don't have to overstir it because the chemical reaction starts pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. If you stir it for maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and make sure all the sides are mixed together, now you're ready to actually do a good pour. And what you'll find is if you're at the right temperature and you've warmed your epoxy bottles beforehand, it's going to be less viscous. In other words, not as, it's going to look more like water than it's going to look like honey. So it's warmed up, right? So it's going to pour better. And then make sure you've got your molds in place, the things you're going to put in your mold, regardless whether you're making ring holders or coasters or any of that. And then just slowly pour the mixed epoxy over into your mold. Make sure you've got your goggles on. Make sure you're wearing all your different things. There's, for little kits like this, you don't need a respirator. You don't need breathing equipment.
Yeah.
You're dealing with enough. And especially iCoat's epoxy is so low in fumes anyway, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're not using a heat gun, just let the bubbles rise. The bubbles will rise and pop. And you can actually just use a toothpick while it's still very, very wet and just pick bubbles out of there and it'll self seal again. Self-level is the word.
Yeah.
And then after that, once you've done all that, is have a bag, something you can put all the unused product into, like a good, you know, plastic garbage bag. And then just let your project cure. And sometimes it takes hours to get tacky. It can be 24 hours before it's fully cured. But if you've got a heat gun, you can actually just whip over it with a heat gun just to add a little heat to the surface. That again releases bubbles. So I mentioned earlier, and I should correct myself here, Rachel. I said a heat gun. I more meant a temperature gun for measuring the temperature, and a heat gun or a heat torch for heat and the epoxy on the top. And then when it's done, it's just a case of demolding it and doing any finishing touches. Some people like to paint the bottom white, paint the bottom black if it's a coaster, or even paint the bottom of a ring holder just so it shines light through it. Now, if you've got flowers in it as well, you know, sometimes a white bottom can help, you know, pop the flower. Other times you can just leave it clear as well. But you know, a few beginner tips, just mix slowly but thoroughly. Don't overdo it with additives in there. Make sure you've got enough resin within your mold to do the right reaction. But also think in this, if it's a mold that's maybe half an inch thick and your resin's good for half an inch thick, you're good. But don't have like an inch deep mold and using resin that's only good for half inch deep.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to get curing and you're going to get bubble issues and the temperature will get too hot and that. So, but the resin's pretty forgiving. So I don't know about you, Rachel. Have I missed anything? Is there any like beginner mistakes that I'm not thinking of?
You know, so I would say there definitely are a few. I wanted to kind of go over, because you said about the, you know, having a torch to heat it up a little bit. And it's so important, really quickly, for people, when you have a mold, because it is silicone, right? And silicone is like basically heat resistant. So that's the great thing, is because the epoxy does kind of heat itself up.
Yeah.
You'll see because of that chemical reaction. But if you're using a heat torch, just sweep it, sweeping motions. You don't want to hold it over a specific part because you'll cook it and it'll basically burn. And so just, you know, sweep it over. Other than that, I would say like not mixing long enough. So if you just like give it like a quick, like 10 second mix and like it's just kind of not all together, it doesn't really have a way to like meld into one like thing.
Yeah, you're right about that. It needs enough time to mix properly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like using the wrong ratio, that'll definitely, of like resin to the hardener, that'll definitely mess it up, because then you'll come back in over 24 hours and see that it's still not cured and that it's pretty tacky and that it's not, you know, it's just not where you want it to be.
And on that point, Rachel, it's if you're like 48%, 52%, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 40% to 60%, now you're getting into a territory where it's not fine.
Yeah.
So as long as it's as close as you can get it, it isn't a perfect science, so you don't have to work it in that way.
Yeah. And yeah, because like you said before, it is a very forgiving craft. So it's great for people who are just starting out with being creative. Even if you're not artistic, this is a really good way. Like, if you like science, but you're not really creative, this is a great way to get into something creative, because it is science. It is chemistry. It is really cool. I would also say like rushing the curing and demolding, like you know, if you take it out too soon, you could end up putting like some fingerprints in it, trying to get it out. You could end up kind of almost warping it, like bending it a little bit. And then when it is fully cured, it's like no longer a coaster. It's more like a tiny wobbly board. Yeah. Wobbly board. Also, I would say, like from what we heard from Rachel when we did the interview with her a while back, was like working in a dusty area, like you can get things like she'd find like dust in hers when like the room wasn't like sealed properly, or like if she left the door open for too long, she'd find like a mosquito in in her stuff. So definitely, you know, when you're not working on it, make sure that, number one, you're working in a ventilated space, even though there aren't fumes, just at least somewhere with like an air vent, not like a closet. But then like close the door while it's curing. If you're not in there, it should be fine. You can just open it back up. Everything's good. Making sure there's like no room for like pet hair, dust to get in it. But I would say out of all of this, the number one beginner mistake is forgetting the safety.
Yeah, I'd say so. And you know, I think as well, like when you're looking at that, we can't stress it enough on the PPE side of things. But if you do get some epoxy on your skin, and you'll see if you try and get off with water, it just starts smearing everywhere.
Yeah.
The way to get it off is to use denatured alcohol.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Tiffany from Savvy Revolution said, if you use baby wipes, and lotion actually get it off, and it makes your skin soft as well.
Yeah, that is way, way good. Even because, like, I don't even know, maybe you guys haven't dealt with epoxy, right? But where else do you think of resin? When I didn't think about this. I actually did mention it in a previous episode, but I got tree sap on me, and that's also resin.
Yes, it's
that's
kind of resin. Yeah.
And so I literally rubbed and rubbed with warm water, and I could not get it off. And I actually ended up rubbing. I gave myself like, it looked like road rash, because I had rubbed so hard trying to get this off, and it was still sticky. And so if I had used like alcohol or lotion or something, it just needs something oily. Basically, the resin is like needing to bond to something. Think of it as like oil and vinegar. Like those two things don't mix, but like no matter how much you shake it up, you'll still see it separate. And that's the thing, is like it needs something to bond to. So just make sure that if you do get it on your skin, lotion, baby wipes, denatured alcohol, something like even acetone will get it off. Like really anything but water and soap.
Yeah, exactly. So just for listeners out there, if you want to get into this, a kit is the great way to start. Mm-hmm. Find one that has maybe, you know, something creative like a ring holder or coasters, where you can make maybe Christmas coasters, and you can then maybe add a bit of color, add some Christmas decorations. You can go to the 99 cent only store or any discount store, find some things that you can put in there as well. Start simple, but know that there's a really rich future in doing resin well, and you can actually make some really good money if for the people who do it well. Mm-hmm. And it will improve your life. It'll make your life richer. It'll make your life just more pleasurable. You'll be more creative, and that will have an outshining on all your friends as well. And then for everyone listening, if you do start with a kit, send us some pics and we'll put them on our site so you can actually showcase your work, and we'll give you a shout out on whether it's on Instagram or whatever. If you actually just go to icoat.epoxy on Instagram, you can see some amazing work, not just from people at ICO, but all of their artisans across the web sphere. You'll see these amazing pieces. It's just absolutely great. So yeah, Rachel, like, all we can say is, like, let's wrap this by saying, yeah, get your first kit and get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your first kit, share your creations with us, and you know, just don't be afraid to start something new. It'll be fun. It's got high payoff if it's something that you like and you want to actually get into business-wise. If not, it's a great hobby, and your friends and family will absolutely love the personalized gifts that you can give. So is there any kind of last things?
Yeah, I would just say to people, if you just jumped in on this episode and this is the first one you've listened to, go and listen to some of the interviews we've had. Go and listen to some of the other tips that we've had. Look, we're sharing a wealth of knowledge through this podcast, and we're blessed to have thousands and thousands of downloads of these episodes. And it's just great to see the community rallying around it. And it's just here to educate. It's just here to give you tips and tricks. And so, you know, Rachel, thanks so much. Until next time, everyone, resin mastery, explore an iCoat epoxy, tell your friends about it. And until next time.
Bye, guys.